Hey guys, welcome back. So we're joined here by Ben Tovale from Homebase Studios.
Hello.
Ben is a dancer and choreographer, and we're related. So we should call this a family show now. But Ben, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I am a Samoan. I dance. I've been dancing for 3 years now. 9 years. So next year will be 10 years, which is I'm very excited about.
Wow.
But yeah, just, you know, your average guy working, grinding, trying to make it.
Yeah.
Trying to live his dream.
So how did you get into dancing at a studio? Because I know, like, people that just dance, but not many actually go and... Right? And who should be paid. But so many people just dance and not know that there are avenues, like joining a studio, joining a crew, and, you know, that kind of thing. So how did you get started in that?
Well, back then I wasn't so, like, there wasn't much studios back then when I first started. So I started dancing in 2011, and there wasn't much, like, studios where people could go and join and train professionally. It was more so like I would go into Suncorp Piazza in South Bank, just jam it out and literally just go and practice there. So it was like very much like street hip-hop where you could just go and dance it out. But the Homebase studios then came in later, like I think 2015, 2016, and then that's when people sort of got an idea where like, oh, so this is a studio, this is where you go and dance. I think I first joined my first studio, District Studios, and they formed 2016 under AAB. And that was my first dance studio that I went to.
That's so
cool. And it was cool. And it was cool when they formed because, like, it was very new to everyone who was, like, very much around the street hip-hop, like, they would go and practice at hired studios. They didn't really have somewhere that where they could
like
have
a home base.
Yeah, like a home.
Well, because like the first thing that I
Hola. Sorry, you go.
Sorry.
I don't even have a question, but I was just like
I'm just gonna say something until words come out of my mouth. Because I grew up in New Zealand, and straight away, just finding out about Request and Paris and the Palace and stuff, I was like, holy crap, like, people actually do this, and people get paid for it, and they tour, and that was my first introduction to, like, crews and actual competitions for dancing. Like, how has that kind of uproar and that success in the poly world influenced you and with Homebase?
Homebase,
and anything else that you've done in the dancing world? Because for me, I'm like, Paris is so cool, I'm not even a dancer. So from a dancer's perspective, like, how does that make you feel?
She inspires the heck out of me.
Yeah.
Because she is, like, one of the most respected choreographers, one of the most respected artists, you know, and it just so happens that she's a Polynesian, which is amazing. But the more that I sort of got to dance over the years, the more that I sort of knew how much bigger this could be. Like, I just started dance because I liked to dance and it was fun. And then as I sort of, like, over the years it progressed, like, I just, like, found out, like, oh, this could be an actual thing.
Like, you can make money from this.
And Request, they were one of my biggest inspirations back in the day because they were just killing the game.
And they were like five when they came out.
Literally. And they had little girls, like, dancing their hearts out, and they're just like, just full of heart.
I feel like they made everyone want to be a dancer. Like, everyone was doing their moves. Literally, every time you heard those songs come on, especially the Rihanna songs, like, you just start, you know the dancers.
That's it.
Have you thought of your question?
Where did you, what was your first crew that you started in? Because I know we have kind of a connection with Runway.
My first crew was Empire.
Is that the one with Ella? Yeah,
it is the one with Ella. So that was my first crew. I auditioned for them in 2011 after Bring It On. I don't know if you remember the dance
group. In school?
The hip hop competition we were on.
They do it here as well.
Yeah, they used to. Oh my gosh. Nah, not anymore.
But yeah, that was my first crew, Empire. And it was great. Like, that's where, that was like the start of my journey. Like, that's where it it all started.
So was Bella actually any good, or?
No, I was in there before they, like, before anything, like, we're still called Detour.
Oh my god, it was called Detour.
And then you got kicked out in the Empire.
Yeah, no, I retired. I wasn't even to make numbers. And for my looks, so.
Just to fill out.
It's alright, we'll touch on that sad story later.
Yeah.
So, how does your family and like parents especially feel about you dancing and wanting to take that to the next level?
Oh man, it was so hard for my mom. It was so hard for my mom. Like, it was hard because obviously your parents expect you to have like a regular job, like, and start out doing this and then eventually get to where you want to be in life.
Yeah.
But when I came back, it's funny story. I came back, my mom was at my auntie's house, and this was after I got the news that I made it into Empire. And then I went and was like, I made it into the crew. And she's like, what do you mean? What? Like, what is this?
Like,
what? Like, oh. She was not supportive at all.
Yeah.
But as time went on, she sort of got the drift, and she saw that I loved it.
Yeah.
And like, I could be out doing other bad things, you know, like on the streets, and she saw that it kept me away from that.
Yeah.
So she just like uplifted me, and she sort of supported me in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I'm grateful for her like dropping me off late nights, you know, picking me up at South Bank. We lived in Logan. Like,
yeah. There's a lot of practice.
There is a lot of practice.
Right? And especially if you've got a crew and you're competing. Like, I can only imagine from, like, a Polyfest kind of, like, perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, in Kapaka, you just practice and practice and practice until it's perfect.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine with dance crews as well, it's the same. And then you'll have, you know, getting tired and everyone's getting sloppy, but it's like, nah, we want to be the best.
That's it.
We're going to be here until we get it perfect.
That's it.
What is, can you tell us about one of the hardest routines that you've had to do to the state?
Oh, they're all bloody hard.
Yeah.
They're all hard. I think one of the hardest was when we went to Mexico. So last year I went to Mexico.
Just casually went to Mexico.
Just a quick little lazy trip. We went to Mexico for a dance competition.
Yeah.
And the year before that, I didn't do it with them, but they came. First, and so they wanted to defend their title.
Yeah.
So we went ham on training and late nights and literally training until like 12 or 1 or 2, and we'll just do whatever it takes to get the perfect.
Yeah.
I think that was the hardest because we tried to do fitness at the same time to try and like upskill our stamina, because which is one of the most important things in dance. Yeah, because you know you want to last the whole routine.
Yeah.
But even still, like when we got up to the day of comp day, it was like still really hard to get through, but yeah, obviously like training really did help.
Yeah.
But yeah, late nights, it was one of the hardest for me, I think.
I think if you want to be the best, then you got to train harder.
Of course.
The amount of inspirational videos and quotes that I've seen where it's like, you've got to be the hardest working person in the room. The last thing you'd want to do is to finish the comp and regardless of where you place, think, man, we could have trained harder. And because like, you know, obviously people do potties, and me too with makeup, I also do makeup, and I found it really hard in the beginning to just trust my own niche and not to try and copy everyone else. Like, it's so oversaturated with dancers and makeup artists, and you know, there's just people popping up everywhere, and you're trying to stand out but still be special in your own right. Like, you want people to follow you for you, but then sometimes you also want to follow the trends because you know that people are wanting those trends.
Yeah.
But then if that's not your vibe, then it's like, oh, do I do it and step outside my usual comfort?
And you sometimes feel like a sellout for standing.
Yeah.
And because like my makeup style is super natural.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people would be posting up makeup stuff, like the Instagram makeup looks were really popular, and I'm like, oh, I mean, I could do that. And I had a few people messaging me too, like, oh, you always post the same looks. Like, well, because that's my look.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what people are paying me for. Like, people are still messaging me for that look. And it kind of made me feel a bit self-conscious, like, oh, if she's asking for it, then maybe other people
are dying for it.
I was like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have said that.
Dying for it. To Twitch.
Yeah, no, but I totally get that. So how do you find it has been then, just uploading content, and do you think you still are trying to catch that wave?
Or of course. Always. I'm always trying to catch a wave, but I think I'm guilty of following a wave when I know I could be uploading something that's truly me. But
yeah.
I could totally say that I've uploaded stuff that I didn't want to, but it's there because I know people will like it,
yeah.
And I know people will share it, and because like this is what they've been seeing everywhere, so they're going to share this because Ben's doing it now,
yeah.
Or Lawrence is doing it, or Colette's doing it.
But at least, how are you going to build a platform as well,
mm-hmm.
unless you get noticed first,
yeah.
you know? And sometimes
sure.
we do have to conform a bit
mm-hmm.
to get noticed before we can go, okay guys, this is actually what I'm really about,
yes.
and the real people will stay behind and follow. But that does suck to kind of lose followers when you start revealing what you are truly about.
Yeah.
And it's actually a real thing, like, trying to keep an Instagram relevant. Like, it's an actual thing. Like, people take it so seriously. I saw this video on YouTube where he's like, how to stay relevant or how to keep your content on track.
Yeah.
And it's like, he has certain days where...
Yeah, times to post.
Times to post. Or
I didn't wake up at 6:30 this morning to post my photo. I did not.
Did you?
Get
away. It's like a real thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, people take this so serious. But hey, like if it gets to you, like to choreograph or I don't know, my favorite artist, and
Speaking
of your
I
like favorites, who are your like major influences, like when it comes to dance?
I have a lot. I have a lot of major influences, but I think my number one. Or one of my number one influences has to be Lawrence.
Yeah.
What's his last name?
Kaiwai.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
Like,
he's incredible. He's incredible.
Yeah.
He's one of my main influences. Oh, and Lance.
Mm.
Obviously, like, them two just finished up a gig at the Super Bowl.
Heck,
is major. With
Just casual J-Lo.
Yeah. Just a lazy.
Just like choreography
for just caught her microphone.
Yeah, they're the two I could say that I look up to a lot and I respect a lot because they're both poly boys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a boy. Like, I want to like follow their track and they're smashing it right now.
Yeah,
heck
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be you too, right?
Oh, hopefully. I will be.
Yes.
Definitely.
So what would be your plan of attack, basically, to get into that position?
I always tell myself not to hold back.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I always tell myself, like, don't hold back ever and just go guns blazing.
Mm.
I think that's the only way that I can make it somewhere or make it big, and I always tell myself that goes with everything, like don't hold back when I go to class or don't hold back when I teach class or, you know, just put everything I have into it.
That's so good. A lot of my Māori family, because I'm Māori Samoan, and one of the biggest things that they always say to us is shy people miss out. It's just like, if you don't speak up, no one's going to know what you're all about or what you've got to say. So
they're just going to skip over you if you're shy. Like,
yeah.
They're just going to overlook you.
I feel triggered.
Your Māori family didn't tell you that?
Not in Ngāti Porono.
So, Ben, what advice would you have for our youth that are listening who are trying to be up there in the dancing world as well?
If you're thinking about it, do it. I think that's one thing that I would say. If I was thinking about dance, because when I started dance, I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I never really took it serious until a few years later. But I think I could confidently say that if I literally took it upon myself to take it serious, I would be somewhere greater right now.
Yeah.
For sure. But because I didn't see it as something serious. I didn't know that it could make money. I didn't know that it could support my family, but now that I have that whole vision of like, I want to do this for life, if I took it serious back then, like that extra 4 years back then could have made the biggest difference.
Yeah.
But I took that 4 years as like, oh, it's just for fun. Like, I should go dance for fun.
Yeah.
I like it. But if you're thinking about it, just do it. Like, and always stay true to yourself and always be the hardest worker in the world.
Nice.
Always. And never hold back. Just guns blazing. Oh yeah.
Alright.
That's it. And take it year by year, I feel like.
Yeah. Improve,
and always
upskill.
Yeah. And practice if I will.
That's goals. Make sure you guys tune into Ben's Instagram, that was at Ben_Valle, and have a look at Homebase's Instagram as well. Maybe we can improve and train in excellence.